Blog Talk Radio.
Patty Cake. Mary Mary. Yeah. R-E-U-P-G-A-N-G. It's a God in me, I couldn't keep it to myself. When I was on top, I squandered the king's wealth. So many chicks, so many notches in my belt. Living up the world had so malicious overwhelmed. How could I ever forget who's at the helm? But now I'm a soldier, boy, I gotta tell them. With the God flow, I raise the dead. What I give is food for thought, we breaking bread. The time is now to believe, shake a leg. He loves us all like a son, now make your bed. See, I was wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Without the Lord, how could I make it?
It's the God in me.
Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m.
to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is Inspiration Gospel. And we're excited about today because guess what? We like to start the week off right, and we are starting it off by putting God first. Yes, we always should put God first in everything we do. And we're excited about that. Right now, we want to go to a daily Bible verse, and this is for August 7, 2011. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalms 19:14 is where you can check that out at. And also, today, we will be talking to you guys. We have different stories that we tend to let our listeners check out. And today we're talking about Daniel and the Lion's Den. Daniel and the Lion's Den. So we will be talking about Daniel and the Lion's Den today. But no further ado, right now we're going to get to some more music on iJive Ever Rich Radio. And I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich.
Come on.
Welcome back to Our Job of the Rich Radio. Again, I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. And like I said, you can listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/ Our Job of the Rich Radio. Right now, we want to jump right into our story for today. And today's story is based on Daniel in the Lion's Den. I know y'all have heard of Daniel, right? Well, today we're going to be talking with Daniel. And, you know, some people don't like it when you always do what is good and what is right. I guess it's because, you know, sometimes people don't look too well. They tend to look bad, or it makes them look bad. Well, that's kind of like what happened to Daniel. The king of Babylon, the king Belshazzar, died, and Darius the Mede became the new king. And this Darius, he decided to appoint 120 supervisors and governors to help rule over the kingdom. That's a lot of people. I mean, and he made Daniel and two others their boss. The other supervisors and governors didn't like it, but Daniel worked harder. I mean, Daniel took his time. He did what he was supposed to do. He just worked hard each and every day. The king was so impressed that he was going to put Daniel in charge of the entire kingdom. Have you ever been to where you just work day in and day out? You do your best. You try to live right. And, you know, everybody start noticing, oh, look at her. She's doing good. Look at him. He's doing really good. Well, that was what was going on with Daniel. Daniel was working so hard. Everybody started noticing. And then the king was like, we should put him over the whole entire kingdom because he is doing what he's supposed to do. And he also said, we have to do something about this, Daniel. The supervisors, the governors, the lieutenant governors, and all the officials said, but no matter how hard they looked, they couldn't find anything wrong with Daniel. And those are the people who just looking out and look, you know, just looking. They see him working hard, but then those people are jealous. And they saw what he was doing. They tried to find something was wrong. It wasn't nothing wrong with Daniel because he was just a hard worker. He was just doing what he was supposed to do. Daniel was completely faithful and honest in everything he did. And that really made a difference. And some of the people thought that it was like, maybe we can use his religion against him, they said. And so they became a little devious. So they started doing in and everything to kind of get at Daniel. They came before the king one day and said, King Darius, may you live forever. Although each one of them was probably really thinking, maybe you'll die tomorrow. So I can become king. All of us who helped to rule your kingdom, the supervisors, governors, officials, everybody, think that it would be a very wise of you to issue a command for 30 days. No one should be able to ask for anything from any god or man. So you see what they were trying to do. They were trying to get it, Daniel. They knew he was faithful, man. They knew he trusted in God. So what they're trying to get through him, through his religion. And they went before the king asking him to not let anybody ask anything from their god or any god. So he said, or man except you, O great and mighty king, and if anyone should ask for anything from any god or man besides you, they should be thrown in the lion's den. Now you hear that? This is something right here, guys. King Darius accepted the idea of the supervisor, governors, lieutenant, everyone pretty much all the officials, and it became a law of the Medes and Persians that could not be changed. Boy, this is going to be something here. Daniel heard the king decree, but still, the next morning he went to his window to pray, just as he did each and every morning, noon, and night. So Daniel is still being faithful, because guess what? He served a mighty God, a God that, you know, no one else, there's no one else like him. No one, no one. He serves a mighty God. This was exactly what the supervisors, governors, and all officials were wanting. That's what they were looking for. They went straight to the king. They let the king know, "Your Majesty, may you live forever," they said. "Didn't you sign a decree that said no one for 30 days could ask anything from any god except you? And if anyone should ask anything from any god or man besides you, they should be thrown in the lion's den." Man, that's something right there. A lion's den. Can you imagine getting thrown in a lion's den? "Yes," said the king, "it is a law of the Medes and Persians, and it cannot be changed." When King Darius heard that news, he was very sad. He knew that Daniel was a good and honest man. He knew that Daniel served a mighty God. He knew that Daniel was faithful. He was a faithful man. He worked hard day in and day out. And so he worked into the night, over into the night, trying to find some way to rescue Daniel, but he couldn't. There was no way that he could rescue Daniel. So the supervisors, governors, everybody, all the officials went back the next morning and demanded to the majesty that Daniel be thrown in the lion's den. And so the king had no choice, because it was a rule. And it was a rule for the Medes and the Persians. So he had no choice. And then the king then grabbed Daniel and threw him into a pit filled with pacing, roaring, breathing lions. Wow. He threw him in that pit, guys. That night, the king could not sleep at all. He was just tossing and turning. And the first thing the next morning, just as the sun was being rise, the king ran to the lion's den. He shouted, Daniel, servant of the living God, was the God you served so faithful, and was he able to save you from these lions, y'all? Daniel. So what he's trying to do is trying to test Daniel to see if his God was so faithful, and was he able to save him. "May your majesty live forever," Daniel called from the inside of the lion's den. "God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth. All through the night, God saved me, that you will not know that I am innocent and have served faithfully." Ain't that something? That is powerful right there. God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth overnight. Boy, I tell you, we serve a mighty, mighty God. And you know, the king was happy. Immediately, he ordered the servants to pull Daniel from the lion's den. There wasn't even a scratch on him, not at all on his body. Boy, God is so good. Everyone saw that Daniel had trusted God and God had saved him. And that's all you have to do sometimes. Sometimes it gets hard and you don't know who to turn to, but you know God is always there. He's always in the midst. He's always there for you. I know sometimes we tend to get to where we want to tell our friends, "Oh, I need help, and I got to go pay this bill, and I got to pay that." But all they're going to do is refer to you
somebody else, or they don't you have this other friend? Can't they help you? Or don't you have a boyfriend? And then you realize, like, you realize you've been talking to a brick wall for a while. But, you know, God is always there. He's always listening. All you got to do is pick up the phone and go to him in prayer. You know, that's all you got to do, because a lot of times when you sit and think about, you just wasting time talking to other people. When you can talk to God, he knows what you need. He knows your problems, but you need to go to him. You got to go to him. And we're getting back to the story. The lions were not so friendly at the time. You know, once the people came down, the supervisors and the governors and the lieutenants, you know. So then King Darius issued a new decree, and it said, "Greetings, people, all over the nation, races and languages." Excuse me. "I, King Darius, decree that all people everywhere should honor and fear the God that Daniel serves so faithfully and so truthfully. He is the living God who rules all time. His kingdom will never end. And his power will last forever. He rescues and he saves. He can do mighty things, for he saved Daniel from the lion's jaws. Once again, Daniel was faithful, and God was able." God is able. He can do anything. He's able to move a mountain. He can do anything. He can do anything. And I'm telling you, I know personally, I mean, I serve a mighty God, and I truly believe, and I always put him first, and I know you do, guys. I know you do. Well, right now, we want to get back to some music. That was a little bit of story of Daniel and the Lion's Den, and this came from one of our Bible stories for children. Wow, yes, it's a Bible story from children. Everybody can get an understanding of Daniel and the lion's den. And that's what we try to do, you know. We try to give everybody a chance to, you know, not like we have King James versions and we have that NIV versions, international versions. I know it's different ones, but we try to, you know, let everybody understand all of it. Right now, we want to get back to some music, and we are going to go on to Kirk Franklin, and we're excited about Kirk Franklin. Check it out.
Hey! one more time in his name. Come on and help me, help me, help me, help me. Wait a minute, it ain't over. I just got to turn the tape over. Excuse me. There you go.
Trying to pursue and take
I have Urban Rich Radio, and I am Miss Nikki Rich, and as always, you can listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio, or you can call in and ask a question or speak with the host, Miss Nikki Rich, at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that lets me know that you would like to talk to the host. Okay, guys, today is Inspirational Sunday, Inspiration Gospel. If you do not know or have not been here, we usually, on Sundays, take time and, you know, we give God all the praise. You know, this is the first time and the first day that we are able to start off the week. You know, we started off right, and we put God first in everything we do, especially here at IJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm always praying. I'm always down on my knees thanking God for all that he has done for me. I mean, just being able to wake up and see another day, that's just enough for me. That's a gift that God gives us each and every day. And that lets me know that God is not through with me yet. My journey is still going on, still going strong. And I'm just so grateful, y'all, to be here. I'm just so blessed to be here to have IJive Urban Rich Radio. And I just let you know, guys, this is why I'm here, to help others. I started off just playing around with IJive Urban Rich Radio, but that's what God do. He puts something in front of you, and you just work with it. He'll work it out for you. You just work with it. God is so good to me, y'all. You just do not even know. I'm just so blessed to have him. And I'm just so blessed to I'm just blessed, period. God is so good. And I just thank him for all that he does. I mean, I'm just able to be able to interact with artists, actors, models, everybody all over the world, worldwide, people that I grew up listening to. That's amazing. And that's the type of God we serve. He shows us things that we can do, avenues. He put people in your path, your place, you know, to help you, to build you up and work together as teams. I know I have just been come across some wonderful people. And I like to say a shout out to Ms. Deborah Cox. She's in the chat room, and all the people that's in chat room now, and to the listeners tuning in, thank you. If I haven't said it already, I know I say it all the time, but I just want to thank you, because y'all just don't know the joy that I feel inside. Every day, I'm always motivated. I get up at 6:30, and always working, and I'm always working on IJive Urban Rich Radio. And I know, because I know that I'm helping somebody else, getting their dreams out, being able to let everybody hear them, hear their voice. And we all have a voice. We all have a goal that we have to achieve. And I just thank God that I have the ability to help somebody. I have the phone. You know, I have a computer, a laptop. Anything can happen. But thank God, by the grace of God, you know, everything is going strong here. And I'm just continuing to pray, because we have to pray over everything. I mean, God is so good. And I have faith and I trust in him that this program is going to soar. I know the vision. I see it. And others saying, oh, you're blowing up and you're doing this and you're doing that. But no, it's just God. He's guiding me. He's opening up doors. He's putting people in my path. I mean, he is just
being him, as he do each and every day. And if you follow him, you will understand what's going on. If you know him, you will realize what's going on. And I just want to tell everybody, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in today. And I am Miss Mickey Rich. I'm on each and every Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, you can call in, sing a testimony. Because I know we have, everybody has a testimony. Everybody has a story. But right now, we're going to end the show by saying we hope you have an awesome week. And I just wish everybody the best, much love and success. And I want to say God bless. Good night.